Hello and a warm welcome to everyone, those on the computer, the phone, and on Skype. Let's begin our Wednesday midday testimony meeting with singing. Using your computer, you'll find a link to the words of the hymns on the Order of Service webpage. Go to www.csinteractivechurch.org and click on the turquoise box. Please note, we mute everyone's phone to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to hear the service better. But do sing aloud wherever you may be. Our first hymn is on page 42 and in the Christian Science Hymnal. I'll read all the verses. Come, thou all-transforming Spirit, bless the sower and the seed. Let each heart thy grace inherit. Raise the weak, the hungry feed. From the gospel, now supply thy people's need. Oh, may all enjoy the blessing which thy holy word doth give. Let us all, thy love possessing, joyfully thy truth receive, and forever and forever to thy praise and glory live. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. Today's readings are titled, Now the Real Work Begins, Patience, Courage, Meekness, Learning. The Bible, 3 John. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Exodus. Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which ye came out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out. Deuteronomy. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. There arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Joshua. Now the Lord spake unto Joshua, Moses' minister, saying, Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success, whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Sanctify yourselves. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will, without fail, drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. And the Lord said, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And Joshua called the priests and said, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged. And the second day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And on the 7th day they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And when the people shouted with great shout, the wall fell down flat. So the people went up, and they took the city. But the children of Israel committed a trespass, and the anger of the Lord was kindled, and Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until eventide. And the Lord said, Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned. They have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and disassembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and Achan, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered, When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent. So Joshua sent messages, and they ran. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? Proverbs. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Joshua. Fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witnesses against yourselves, that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. Matthew. Jesus, when he was baptized, saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, and he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. From that time Jesus began teaching in the synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease among the people. 1 Timothy, I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacon be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacon be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. These things write I unto you, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Acts. And the people with one accord gave heed. I shall now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The illuminations of science give us a sense of the nothingness of error, and they show the spiritual inspiration of love and truth to be the only fit preparation for admission to the presence and power of the Most High. Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought and strength and freedom to speech and action. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept. patience must have her perfect work. God cannot mistake. God selects for the highest service one who has grown into such a fitness for it as renders any abuse of the mission an impossibility. The All-Wise does not bestow his highest trust upon the unworthy. When he commissions a messenger, it is one who is spiritually near himself. No person can misuse this mental power if he is taught of God to discern it. Christian experience teaches faith in the right and disbelief in the wrong. It bids us work the more earnestly in times of persecution because then our labor is more needed. Great is the reward of self-sacrifice. To the physical senses, the strict demands of Christian Science seem peremptory. But mortals are hastening to learn that life is God good and that evil has in reality neither place nor power in the human or divine economy. Understanding spiritual law and knowing that there is no material law, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It were well had Christendom believed and obeyed this sacred saying. The temperance reform felt all over our land results from metaphysical healing, which cuts down every tree that brings not forth good fruit. This conviction that there is no real pleasure in sin is one of the most important points in the theology of Christian Science. The abiding consciousness of wrongdoing tends to destroy the ability to do right. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. To keep the commandments of our Master and follow his example is our proper debt to him and the only worthy evidence of our gratitude for all that he has done. We reach the science of Christianity through demonstration of the divine nature. This ideal was demonstrated through the whole earthly career of Jesus. In meekness and might, he was found preaching the gospel to the poor. Pride and fear are unfit to bear the standard of truth, and God will never place it in such hands. Being is holiness, harmony, immortality. It is already proved that a knowledge of this, even in small degree, will uplift the physical and moral standard of mortals, will increase longevity, will purify and elevate character. Thus, progress will finally destroy all error and bring immortality to light. We know that a statement proved to be good must be correct. New thoughts are constantly obtaining the floor. These two contradictory theories, that matter is something or that all is mind, will dispute the ground until one is acknowledged to be the victor. Discussing his campaign, General Grant said, "I propose to fight it out on this line if it takes all summer." Science says, "All is mind and mind's idea. You must fight it out on this line. Matter can afford you no aid." Keep proper ward over mortal mind. We must begin with this so-called mind and empty it of sin and sickness, or sin and sickness will never cease. The present code of human systems disappoint the weary searcher after a divine theology adequate to the right education of human thought. Man should renew his energies and endeavors and see the folly of hypocrisy while also learning the necessity of working out his own salvation. the relinquishment of all faith in death, and also of the fear of its sting, would raise the standard of health and morals far beyond its present elevation, and would enable us to hold the banner of Christianity aloft with unflinching faith in God in life eternal. Remember that mankind must sooner or later, either by suffering or by science, be convinced of the error that is to be overcome. In trying to undo the errors of sense, one must pay fully and fairly the utmost farthing until all error is finally brought into subjection to truth. The divine method of paying sin's wages involves unwinding one's snarls and learning from experience how to divide between sense and soul. The substance of all devotion is the reflection and demonstration of divine love, healing sickness and destroying sin. Our Master said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." The baptism of spirit, washing the body of all the impurities of flesh, signifies that the pure in heart see God and are approaching spiritual life and its demonstration. The finger posts of divine science show the way our Master trod and require Christians the proof which he gave instead of mere profession. We may hide spiritual ignorance from the world, but we can never succeed in the science and demonstration of spiritual good through ignorance or hypocrisy. Truth has no consciousness of error. Love has no sense of hate. Life has no partnership with death. Truth, life, and love are a law of annihilation to everything unlike themselves, because they declare nothing except God. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.